At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi visited Dallas yesterday to raise money for Democratic congressional candidates. KERA's Christopher Connolly was on hand when Pelosi also spoke to supporters at a rally.
Standing in a union hall addressing a labor-heavy crowd with an AFL-CIO banner behind her, Nancy Pelosi clearly wanted to get across one message. Democrats are the party for middle-class workers.
I want to use some four-letter words now. Jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Pelosi said Democrats want to boost the economy by working from the bottom up. She called for a $15 minimum wage, more spending on education, and blocking Republican attempts to weaken labor unions. She said Republicans just want to give tax breaks to rich people.
When they give a tax break to the high end, then they say we have to reduce the deficit. So we have to reduce our investments in education. So stupid.
Democrats are calling their organizing efforts Resistance Summer, an effort to push back on President Trump's agenda and Republican efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office recently projected that the GOP replacement bill would result in 23 million more people without insurance.
Imagine that they would have a health care bill that would make us worse off than before the Affordable Care Act.
That's what's been on the mind of Madeline Brinkley, because she's had a recent cancer scare. The retired federal worker from Dallas said people she knows who voted for Trump were duped. Trump promised better insurance for more people, but backed a bill that's projected to do the opposite.
You just want to overlook it because I'm going to get the better job. I'm going to get a better life. I'm going to get a comfortable living. I'm going to get a wage, a living wage. And that's just not going to happen under this administration. It's just not going to happen. That's what we have to resist. We must resist.
Democrats like Nancy Pelosi hope that message about jobs and resistance will help them win back Congress in 2018. Dallas GOP Chairman Philip Huffines doesn't agree. He blasted Pelosi in a statement, saying Texas doesn't need another liberal elite from Washington telling Texans what's best for them. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Action on the movie screen typically heats up in June. Our big screen team talks about a pair of highbrow directors expected to make big splashes this summer.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And Chris, I thought this week we would give a little bit of a summer movies preview.
What you got, man? What you got?
My pick is a movie that people are probably already familiar with because it's been very heavily promoted already, and that's Dunkirk. Just as a reminder, in 1940, the Nazis have about 400,000 Allied soldiers stranded on a beach in northern France. And the only possible way out is the water. In fact, death seems so certain that some troops, including one who's played by Cillian Murphy, just head out into the ocean. And what he doesn't know, though, is that an evacuation is being organized, consisting basically of anyone who's on the Allied side who happens to have a boat. Mark Rylance plays a boat captain who fishes Murphy out of the water.
Where are we going? Dunkirk.
I'm not going back.
There's no hiding from this, son. We have a job to do.
If we go there, we'll die.
Yeah, Stephen, I'm pretty excited about this, too, mostly because of two words, and those two words are Christopher Nolan. I'll still see pretty much anything he puts out there. He's got a strike against him for Interstellar, but I'll forgive him that. I'm looking forward to this because it is him.
Well, you mentioned Interstellar, and the reason I'm looking forward to it is I'm really excited to see what Christopher Nolan can do with a real-life story. We know him from the Batman franchise, from Interstellar, from Inception, even back to the fantastical elements of Memento. This is really going to be the first time that we've seen him take just a true-to-life story. Well, we can look forward to seeing Dunkirk on July 21st. And Chris, you have a film that maybe isn't quite as weighty as Dunkirk.
Not quite.
Yeah, you want to talk about Logan Lucky?
Yeah, this is the return of the great Steven Soderbergh.
Wait a minute, I thought he was retired.
Yes, he said he had retired. Then you knew he was going to come back and make films. But this looks like a return to form for him. It looks like a goofy, eccentric, action-packed heist movie. And I know the first thing people think of is the Ocean's movies, but he's really been mining genre movie gold for many years now, going back to movies like The Limey and The Underneath. And this just has a fantastic cast. Adam Driver is in this with Channing Tatum. They play a couple of bumbling would-be heisters of a NASCAR race.
You were just fired.
I was let go for liability reasons involving insurance.
Daniel Craig is in this with just a really weird, I guess, kind of a southern accent.
I am incarcerated.
Yeah, we got a plan to get you out. You
got Katie Holmes.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Who I actually think still has a lot to offer in her post-Tom Cruise escape. People want to work with Soderbergh. I mean, that's always been the case, and I think you see these people flocking to him. And I want to see Adam Driver in a really funny movie.
Well, we've got a little time to wait before we can actually tell if Logan Lucky is very good or not. It's out August 18th. Between now and then, though, we do have a couple of local festivals that we wanted to mention. The Oak Cliff Film Festival is next weekend. And then following that, we've got the African Film Festival, which is on June 30th. And then the Asian Film Festival of Dallas, which is always one of the highlights of the summer as well. That's July 13th. So
the film festival season is now year-round.
We mentioned two films that are going to be really big films. It's also a nice reminder that there are art house movies, there are foreign films that play year-round.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. Next week, they'll preview the upcoming Oak Cliff Film Festival. And the forecast, partly sunny skies, 40% chance of rain today with a high near 85. A chance of rain drops to 30%, though, tonight and tomorrow. Otherwise, mostly cloudy tonight, low around 71. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 86. 77 now in Dallas, 75 in Fort Worth.